If there's anything you need to know about Obamacare, it's that there's a lot to it. Joining us today to help understand what it means here in the Mid-South is Paige Powell, an assistant professor in the School of Public Health at the University of Memphis. She's been following the Affordable Health Care Act since its very conception. Paige, let's start by asking, what kind of impact is Obamacare going to have here in Memphis?
Well, there are several impacts. The first is that people who had pre-existing conditions and couldn't get insurance before or maybe couldn't afford insurance are now going to have the opportunity to purchase it on the insurance exchanges. Also within the law, there are new coverage for preventive services that people won't have to pay a copayment for, and so they may be encouraged more now to go get things like mammographies or colonoscopies or other things that they need. Also, this is going to have an impact largely a larger impact for Shelby County and the healthcare system by driving more people to use services. So hopefully more people, once they have insurance, will be going to the doctor and using healthcare, which means that we'll actually need more providers in the long term to take care of that population.
Do we know how many people are going to be looking into getting Obamacare in Shelby County?
Yes, I mean, the numbers actually vary by who you look to, but Dr. Cyril Chang here at the University of Memphis in the School of Business has done a great job looking at estimates, and he thinks that approximately 75,000 people will gain health insurance because either they were younger and were able to stay on their parents' insurance or would be eligible for Medicaid, or he estimated that about 35,000 people would actually get subsidies to purchase insurance on the exchange.
Now, preventative care is one of the much touted priorities of Obamacare. Can we expect to see less crowded emergency rooms at local hospitals after it's implemented?
I hope so, and not just for preventive care, but for sick care as well. I think the hope with the Affordable Care Act and the marketplaces that are being set up is that people will now be able to make appointments and go to a doctor's office and have insurance pay a good portion of that, where before the emergency room was one of the few options that they had available. The only thing that concerns me is that if we don't have enough providers right now to take care of that population, if people can't get in to see the doctor, well, then they're going to go to the emergency room anyway. And so we really have to look at ways to beef up primary care and other alternatives that don't involve emergency room care.
Now, who benefits most from Obamacare's implementation? Is there a loser in this scenario?
Well, there are winners and losers. The same with any other law that gets passed. And the people who are winning are the ones that couldn't get coverage before because they had pre-existing conditions. The losers are really going to be your young, healthy people that they're going to have to pay more for insurance now than what they would have in the past. And granted, they're going to get significantly more generous coverage by paying a higher premium, but for many younger people, it won't be services that they'll actually use.
So starting today, what is the first step people need to take if they don't already have insurance?
If they don't have insurance, they need to go to www.healthcare.gov, and starting tomorrow, they can start shopping for plans. You'll want to look at what doctors and hospitals are covered under the different plans, what the premium to out-of-pocket amounts are. You know, all of those are choices, and people are going to have a lot of different choices on the plan. So that could make it confusing, and that also can make it a little overwhelming at the beginning.
Paige Powell is an assistant professor at the School of Public Health at the University of Memphis. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.